This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Fort Worth police today released body cam footage of Sunday's deadly shooting of a 20-year-old. The video shows Jaquavian Slayton with a gun in his hand as he ran from officers. Fort Worth police were responding to a disturbance call Sunday involving Jaquavian Slayton. He fled the scene and police chased him and noticed a gun in his hand. The jumpy body cam video then shows Slayton in a truck before police surrounded him with their own guns drawn. Interim Police Chief Ed Krause says officers had refrained from shooting at Slayton during the chase, but that changed with Slayton in the vehicle.
When they're confronted with somebody who's considered armed and dangerous, has propensity for violence, and has secreted himself in a vehicle where he could shoot out of, they don't necessarily have that option to de-escalate.
An investigation continues. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price called the shooting a tragedy for all involved, Slayton and the police.
We have a commitment to be more transparent, and this goes a long way towards that. This is an issue where it's a no-win. This young man made a mistake of not surrendering when he should have, put our officers in jeopardy, or so they felt. And it looks like the response was no shooting is ever a good response.
Richard Vasquez, who lives in the Stop 6 neighborhood where the shooting occurred, welcomed the release of the body cam video. He calls it a good first step. Still, he says many in the neighborhood just don't trust the police.
We need to have people in the community start coming out alive in situations like this. Like, what happened to talking them now? What happened to pleading with them to actually get them alive? Instead, we just automatically use force. I do believe the force was unnecessary.
The Tarrant County Medical Examiner says Slayton was shot multiple times, including one that was self-inflicted to the head. Almost any of those shots could have been fatal. It's not clear if the self-inflicted shot was intentional or accidental. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.